The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Svachim Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara beginning of Amud Aleph mentions the parsha of Tumah Shvuayim, Tumas Leida, that is Tumah of 7 days by Leida Zohar and 14 days by Leida Snekeva. I want to try to just be mevar briefly some of the basic inyanim, the halachas of Tumas Leida, and let's juxtapose that with Tumas Nida, because l'chayru we have a question here, because we have a klal, the Gemara says in Nida, that e epshel psichas hakever b'loy dam, if the kever, meaning the rechem, the womb, opens up, it's a question of what exactly means opens up, but certainly if it opens up to for delivery for a baby. So we say it's e'efshel b'lay dam. Certainly in a normal situation you see dam, but even if you don't see any dam, we have to assume that there was dam. In which case, we have to treat the isha as a nida, and nowadays we treat every nida as a zava, that she would need shiv nekiyim. Like the Gemara says in Nida Daf Samach Vav, that B'nai Yisrael, war na'ig, ar na'ig, chumra, that afilu ra'is tibiz dam kachardol, tzricha shiv nekiyim. We treat it like a zava, she needs shivin akim. Akoponim, so on every leida we have tumah machmas, the dam that either we saw come out or we assume came out. Besides that, the Torah is saying that there is tumas leida, 7 days for a zacher and 14 days for an akeva. So the question is, why do we need these two tumas? L'chayre, they seem to be two tumas doing the same thing. So the answer is simple, they're enough kamidas between the two of them. I want to just go through it a little bit. So the chiddush of the Efshel Psichas HaKever is, in other words, if you have Tumas Leida, why do we need the klal, or what's the nafkamina by a birth from the klal of the Efshel Psichas HaKever B'Leidam? Then the answer is that the nafkamina is for Shiv Nekiyim. Because like we said before, that when Dam comes out, you have to be machmer and be chayshish that she's a zava. Even though it would seem that she's really not, she didn't see for 3 days, and all the different svaras. But l'maisa, that is the chumra b'nai Yisrael arnaig, like we said, that we treat her like a zava, and the ikar nafkamina of that is that you need shiv nekiyim, not just to wait 7 days, but you need 7 days with bedikas, with sfira, and all of that. As opposed to if you would just have the tumas leida, what the Torah says, that the yoledes is tmeah, so all she would need to do is count 7 days, and then be tevelis. You don't need nekiyim. Right? So that would be the first nafkamina. Another nafkamina is that if you're counting 7 days of tumas leida, so let's say she has a baby Monday morning. So the Monday would be day one. You don't need a complete day. Monday is day one. Tuesday is day two, and as a vayta. And then the following Sunday night, her 7 days would be finished, even though she didn't finish seven ma'is la'is from the leida. But you had 7 days, and she'd be able to go to the mikveh at that point. However, because you need shiv nekiyim, so obviously Monday can't count, even assuming that she stops seeing dam right away. But of course you need yomim shleimim, you need 7 full days, so you would not be able to make a hefsek taira and start the nekiyim until, in the case of Monday, until Monday evening. Of course you have to be moisif the days for the gimel yomim, which is 5 days, whatever. But al kopanim, but even in the ikra then of shiv nekiyim, you would have to wait another day. Okay, now let's talk the other way. So once you have yefshel tichlakeva b'lay dam, what's the nafkamina of tumas leido? Okay, so, I mean, for starters, you have the fact that the Torah is b'chayv a carbon by Yeledes, like the Pesukim say in the beginning of Parsha Sazria. Okay, but besides that, even as far as the Tumah, so like this, if it's in a keva, so then of course there's no question, because you need 14 days as opposed to 7 days. So of course, that would be moisif on this. Okay, what if it was a zachar? So still, there are nafkaminas, because even though we said that it's din of the Yashutuch HaKeva Leidam, it's important to know that l'maisa is a machlekes tanoim, and in fact there are rishonim who paskin l'kula that we do not say yefshel tichlakeva b'lay dam. The Rambam and the Rav, the Matanura paskin that it's yefshel tichlakeva b'lay dam. Right, so that would make a big enough mean according to them, and even l'didan in certain situations we are mitzarev the shitas Rambam in certain situations, so it would not be applicable at all in case of a leida, even if it's a leida zocher, because you have a vade tumma deraisa to contend with, regardless of whether any dam came out. Another nafkamina of tumas leida in general is that normally by a regular leida, by a regular birth, so the isha is not ready to be tevelis for several weeks, so the tumas leida doesn't really play a role. The case where it plays a very big role is by a nephil, by a miscarriage. If the pregnancy had been at least 40 days, the question had to count to 40 days, but in any case, if it was at least 40 days, so then the nephil is considered, the hapol is considered a leida, considered a birth, and there is tumas leida. In that case, many times, she is prepared, her body is ready to go to the mikveh, just several days after the miscarriage. It can be very little dam. And the problem is, however, that you have to be chosh that it's in a keva. So it's a suffix, obviously, but besides the suffix deraisa, you have to be chosh that it was in a keva. In which case, you cannot be tevil until 14 days. So that's very important to realize. Sometimes a person, a lady's used to her regilus of counting 5 and 7 days, but after a hapala, you absolutely must have 14 days. Now, the Shivan Akim could be during those days, but HaKadosh, you need Shivan Akim, and you cannot go until 14 days. Also, by a Leida, one cannot go to the mikveh until Laila, until the night. If she went to the mikveh by day, on Yom Yodalad, it's not a tefillah, and the tefillah doesn't help, and that's a din deraisa by Leida. The tefillah cannot be until after the 14 days are finished. As opposed to by a regular nidor, a zava, right, so as far as nidor, so for sure she finished hazayin yimei nidor. And as far as zava, so she min deraisa, she could be tevelas on Yom Zayin, on the list of the Shivan Akim. There's a din derabana that we don't go until the night for various reasons, it's a gzera. So b'meila, there are certain situations, the Gemara says, and we paskin, that nida zava can go to the mikveh by day, in certain situations. Obviously only with the hirov, but it does exist, such a thing. By yoledes, it does not exist. There's no such thing as going by day. I mean, at least not that day. Because you need a full yudal and yom before the tefillah. Also, even when a isha goes at night to the mikveh, a regular nidor or a zava who goes to the mikveh, so how long does she have to wait after shkia until we consider it laila? So heyos, it's only din derabanan. So whatever she does for derabanan, however long she waits after shkia for inyanim derabanan, that's how long she would have to wait. Mashen kein by yoledes, when it's a din deraisa that you have to go by laila, so then she would have to wait until it's mamish vaday laila, the same shkia that she would wait mitzvah Shabbos, mitzvah Yom Kippur, mitzvah Yontif, for all the rises, however long she would wait after Shkia to consider it Vadei Laila, she would have to wait by Yoledes. So it's very important when an Isha goes after Hapala, that, you know, if she just calls the mikveh, they'll give her an appointment, you know, maybe a little bit earlier than she would go on a mitzvah Shabbos, and normally it's not a problem because it's a Derabanan. And we also, like we said before, that there are situations where it's mutter to go even b'yoyim, so certainly ben Hashmoshes is nishgefelach. But by Tumas Yoledes, it's shenemel gefelach. It is gefelach. Because it's a din deraisa, lamar dava daimen, to somebody who knows malacha, mitzvah Shabbos, before this man that he considers mitzvah Shabbos. So that would be a big problem with deraisa. So therefore, a person would have to be nizer about this.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.